wonderful people to the Best in Belfast podcasting with me, Andy.
Me, Jared.
And you're listening to the BIMO podcast. You're watching the BIMO podcast, whatever way you want to watch it. Can I just start off by saying, how funny is Mickey Bartlett on Instagram? Do you follow?
I do. I haven't been doing a lot of social media, to be fair.
Me and Aidan are in wrinkles at him. He does this thing every Saturday where he's doing pick popping.
Right.
So he's bouncing his chest, and you look at him and you think he's a big heavy guy. But he clearly has a lot of muscle.
So who's better? Be able to... Terry Crews.
Oh, Mickey Bartlett.
Fair enough.
Mickey Bartlett's taking requests for songs. The pick pop team. Fantastic. Absolutely unreal. And he bought this wee hat and he was drunk enough. And the hat just elevated him. It put him up like they're a completely different level. He's up there with the Kardashians and Spike Lee.
Yeah, and before we do get into anything, I think this is due. Oh, come on. It was queued up and all ready to go. You ain't getting forgot, did you?
No. I have a crack of me post to put up here. So,
well, here, just before you get into your crack of me post, big fun fact about that Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday song. Apparently, the original Happy Birthday, the traditional Happy Birthday song, apparently they use it in a film or in a show or something. You had to pay the royalties because it wasn't in the Freedom of the Public or whatever the actual law is called. So that's the reason Stevie Wonder wrote that track. So they didn't have to pay royalties.
So Stevie didn't have to?
Uh-huh.
Ah, clever bastard. That's a bit like Paris Hilton copyrighting the phrase, "That's hot." Remember she'd done that in the early 2000s with her and Rod Stewart's daughter, Nikki, something?
Not Rod Stewart. It was Lionel Richie's daughter, Nicole Richie.
Lionel Richie's daughter, sorry. So. Get on it when you can.
Hey, what are you doing for your birthday?
Don't know. Hot tub.
Whose fault is it? You're up asking.
And fingers crossed, the weather is good, and my cigars come. Order a big box of cigars for Gary. I'll drop you a couple around, because we ordered a big box. So, hopefully, they come. For today.
For a wee bit of a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll be the other year we celebrated your big birthday a couple of days later that month.
What was that?
On your... I remember what the night we went down the...
What was it called? Yes, you saw it coming when I was getting them in.
Your birthday, had you?
Yeah. Do you know what? See... Sinead said to me, how do you feel about your birthday this year? Honestly, I couldn't give a fiddler's. You know me, I was never a big one for my birthday. But see, the birthday that took the most out of me was 25. See, something in my head, it was your quarter of a century old. And I remember for like 3 or 4 months, it was just... I couldn't comprehend what age I was. But what can you do?
That's it, that worked out.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say something.
I'll go back to it in a minute. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I don't know, completely lost my train of thought there anyway. Now.
We're talking about my birthdays. I'm being 25.
Completely lost the train of thought now.
Have you noticed all the bookcases people have whenever they're on TV? In the background, they're always sitting in front of a bookcase.
Is that to show how smart they are and how wise they are, is it?
Maybe just that they're wealthy and they have a room with a load of books that they don't need.
How rich people, well, see, to be fair, I don't really know if it's proper books though, because Grandma, for her 30th birthday there, they bought her, I think, I don't know why it's called a bookend or something, but it's a Louis Vuitton, it's just a book that has a Louis Vuitton logo on it. I don't even know what it says on the inside. Like, let me see.
Was it blank pages for you to write notes in?
Let me see if we can see it here online. Is there daily?
I was doing a funny quiz the other week, and I got, see just over there, with that red hand sanitizer that wasn't stored from the hospital.
Yeah.
I set up a wee bookcase there and thought it was hilarious. Put the picture on the Instagram. Go and have a look at it. But I think you'll enjoy these photos I've done for my birthday. The caption will be, when you have your birthday in lockdown.
I will. That's it. I mean, according to Boris, you can go out, but not out of it, like, so.
No.
I mean, out of it's a bit much, but out's fine.
Out's fine, but not out of it.
Apparently, our government are announcing today of 5 states planned to get out. They reckon it'll be over 15 weeks.
That would bring it up to about September time, and it'd be probably similar to what down south have. So I would imagine I would be back to work roughly June. The pubs are thinking about 20th of July and around then. So
I don't know. Well, yeah, I'd say you could be back right and quick now, to be fair, because I think that furlough scheme's fucking, they're hating the hand out the money, so.
No. But they spend billions on war for no reason. You know, if war was so essential, it wouldn't have stopped. When's the last time you heard about a war?
No, I know how much money's still spent on making ammunition and
weapons and planes and
tech, yeah.
No.
Crazy, but so there was rumours that they were going to drop furlough to 60%, and then they said, there's no point in even doing that, we just need to fucking
get people back to work.
Get people back to work. And if you're in London, yesterday you were back to work, you know what I mean?
Were they?
Aye, that's the old. So he done that announcement 2 days ago and told them all, if you can work from home, do. But if you can't, just go to work. If you need to use public transport, try not to. But if you need to, you know.
It's like a giant hokey cokey, isn't it? You're in, you're out, you're shaking it all about. You don't know what ends up.
That's the best analogy I've heard yet.
There was, I seen a thing online. Remember, you weren't able to smoke in bars? Now you can't even get a drink in one.
I don't know, what was the other one I'd seen? It feels like I'm 16 again.
I'm grounded.
Did you see it as well? It's something like,
yeah.
I'm grounded. Can't get in. I can get in the bar legally, but
can't drink.
Can't get a drink or something.
Was a good one. But have you been watching any more good series?
Man, I'm loving it. I don't know if I talked about it last time, but Michael Jordan, The Last Dance.
Fantastic, isn't it?
You know what? I actually really enjoy the episode so much so that I didn't even binge watch them all. I've just been taking them at a nice pace. And what are we on, episode 8 over here or something now?
You want out today, isn't it?
Could well be. I think I'm on episode 6, I think I just finished. But it's fantastic. And then obviously the Undertaker, The Last Ride as well, started it.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I haven't started that yet.
But have you been watching The Last Dance yourself?
I was starting Game of Thrones, but I use someone's Sky Go login, but it's not working. So
is it on console?
Yeah.
Is it coming up with like an error message saying you need to sign up the Sky Go Extra or something?
Something like that.
It happens from time to time. So you need to sign out, delete the app from the console, restart the console, re-download the app, and sign back in. Super fan.
I might just buy the box set.
It's probably
Game of Thrones seems to be, I'm only like 5 or 6 episodes in, but enjoying it so far, and loads of people have said from season 2 onwards it gets a lot better.
Yeah, I fell asleep twice on the first episode, but in fairness, it's probably my own fault for starting to watch it so late. But I just remember when they were trying to pass off these fucking wee puppy dogs as fucking wolves.
They're class a couple of episodes down.
Yeah. But that's literally all I remember from the first episode. It's something that everybody tells you to watch.
Yeah.
It probably is worth watching because it was huge, especially here.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely recommend it. From what I've seen, I've enjoyed it. And people say to me, don't get too connected to any characters. And it gets better from season two. So, we'll see how it goes.
Do you remember the day? The glorious day down in Kelly Cellar?
Yeah.
The man was there, and everybody, none of us watched Game of Thrones, and everybody was fucking fanboying over him. We were like, fuck that.
Was that Jon Snow?
Aye, Jon Snow, your man that played him, aye.
And he just kept telling people that it wasn't him?
Fucking is he? I mean, he was being a dick to a lot of people, like, but I'm sure
he was, and he sort of just probably wanted to go and enjoy a pint.
Aye. But I think he was literally at the table beside us, and we just didn't have a clue. Like, mm-hmm. Probably why I enjoyed being at the table beside us.
Mm-hmm. And we're big, sexy butt bags. Probably wanted to be associated with us.
We were definitely sexier butt bags back then, too.
But, you know, photo come up on my timeline of Aiden's Christmas. How young are you looking at?
Oh, man, I've seen it. I've seen the one of you and Gary. I've seen it.
Pretty good. You know what else I was watching? And I'm going to tell people right now, see if you think it's good. You're an asshole. Normal People.
I've heard good things about it. Like,
I want to know what good things people are saying.
I mean, I can go on Twitter and find out right now.
Have a wee cheek and see if you find something good about it. The only thing that I found about it, I was saying to Sinead, maybe I don't like it because I cannot relate to it. Because it's about these two people who are very, very smart, but they're also socially awkward. One of them, the fella, Connell, he's a good actor, but he is with the popular kids. And he's a good looking fella and everybody follows him, but he's very shy. And then there's this girl who's just a complete loner. But she fancies him, but he kinda likes her. But he won't stick up for her whenever people are being nasty to her and stuff. So, and then they just sort of see each other in secret, don't tell anybody. And then they have like their formal or their devs, as they call it. And he asks someone else to go and she's raging, and then his man's disgusted with him and ashamed of him. And basically, do you want me to tell you the premise of it?
Sure. It would be handy because
him and her get together, right? They're like 17 or dubbed at like the lead college, right? So they get together, they break up. They're mostly unstable. She gets into BDSM, right? And they end up, they stay in contact the whole way through. They go to college, and then they get back together, and then they break up, and then she gets into BDSM again. And then somebody dies, one of the friends commits suicide, they get back together again. She tries to get him to get into BDSM, and he's just a plain Jane, missionary type guy. And it's like, no. And then they break up again, and then they get back together again. And then he gets a letter to go to New York. And then it ends with him saying, okay, I'm going to go to New York on the breakup.
Right.
That's literally all that happens. There's wee bits in between, but that's the gist of it. They get together, they break up, they get together, they break up, they get together. But whenever they're with other people, they just don't have a connection.
Well, basically, from what I'm reading, people are saying that it's an emotionally charged plot. And a flawed love story at its center and all this nonsense, but you know what ruined it for me? The very first thing I read, it said, and I quote, "Normal People's intimacy coach reveals lead actors never touch genitals."
What?
It says the intimacy coach for the show revealed that the lead actors never touched genitals.
I find that very hard to believe like, as a TV show, there's a lot of sex in it. But see, for the BBC, it's a lot of sex. And there's parts where you'll see your man's cock and all. You know, like normally you would just see, like, a boosh or boobs. Me and Sinead were sitting watching it, and she went, oh, Jesus! So I didn't like it. I couldn't understand why they were. I think it's because I'm such an extrovert and they're introverts, and it's like, nah. But maybe there's people in the world who can just like connect with that and understand, but not me.
Fair enough. Have you anything you would recommend?
Blacklist, Ray Donovan, Game of Thrones. I've started watching season 2 of Killing Eve.
Right. I think I good call in my opinion, by the way.
Only teapot.
Same episode of Killing Eve.
So, but we're gonna do our top TV shows in the 80s.
Sure, that does sound like a plan, doesn't it?
We'll go way, way back. Hold on, I'll burn my fingers. Hang on, grab a spoon.
See, when you say TV shows, I think you mean like, not that we're recommending, well, probably are kind of recommend them if you're like fucking 12, but I think you just mean TV shows we watched as a kid.
Yeah, growing up in the
80s. Good, yeah, sure. Sounds like a good enough plan that we could do.
You know what? This is so difficult. So difficult.
Yeah, because you'd said about doing 5, and then it became, I don't know how I was going to get 5. Tell me, did you put them in order?
Kind of.
I mean, I could do it on the fly. Mine definitely has no order at the minute, like, but I can do it on the fly.
No, if you've no order, then don't do that.
And also, so 90s TV shows, you say, yeah?
Yeah, because there's a couple that started in 2000, like My Wife and Kids and stuff, or One-on-One.
You see, I'm going to send you a picture right now. That's literally what I have in my... don't want to send them all, but yeah, My Wife and Kids is on there. Let me see.
Because that probably would have made my top 5.
I'm going to crap it down, but yeah, it started in 2001.
2001.
So yeah, before we get into the 90s shows, My Wife and Kids run from 2001 to 2005 for 5 seasons.
Mad. Was hilarious.
Yeah, I think the Wayans brothers then that brother had another show before that, and it was, I actually just remembered it. It was like they were working on like a newsagent, and their dad, no, the dad from Freddy, the guy, he just died.
Yeah,
I think he was in it too.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the show, like, but if it comes to me, I'll delete that.
Right.
Sweet, go ahead. Let me hear your. Yeah. Are we going for honorable mentions first or leaving them to the last? Or, like I said,
we'll do them now because then people might go, fuck, they've left that out.
Right, so I do need to pick my top 5. Okay.
I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Got my honorable mentions there.
It's quite funny because see, whenever you're sitting them through all these shows, you realise how much TV influences as a kid to your personality. Don't you?
Probably, yeah.
Right, so start with honourable mentions.
Yeah.
Right, this one, it was in the 80s, but they replayed it in the 90s. And that's when I watched it. Different Strokes.
Different Strokes for different folks, you're right. That
one. I think that's what it was originally called, wasn't it? Different Strokes for Different Folks, and then pardon?
What was he talking about with this?
Next one. Absolute Hero.
All the Wee Man, sorry. What was his name?
It was your man Gary Pleasant.
Gary Coleman, that's it.
What was his character name?
I don't know, his brother was obviously Willis.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll move on. Next one. absolute hero of mine, and I very nearly put this in instead of my number five, only for whenever I was researching my number five, so much come back to me. Johnny Bravo.
1, 2, 3.
Johnny motherfucking Bravo.
I didn't know we were doing cartoons.
Anything?
Ah, see, I avoided the cartoon spectrum.
Well.
But no, I mean, I'm glad you didn't, but Jesus, I would have had probably, I don't know, Animaniacs or something would have been in
that. Congratulations.
I was messing about the other week and was doing the Pinky and the Brain Code. What are we going to do tomorrow, you know? Try to take over the world.
Johnny Bravo, just a fucking misogynist, muscle-bound, sexy hero.
That he was. So
next one, on my honorable mentions, South Park.
Fantastic show. Still going.
Was it 25 seasons, 26 seasons?
Oh, it's good, mate. I don't know, so I haven't really watched any of the more recent ones, but I know that there was a period of time where it was actually better than the original rating for it. It was a lot. The comedy was better and stuff, you know.
You know they've won awards for talking about certain topics that people will talk about? Like, is it Stan's Dog is Gay or something? Or Ken's Dog is Gay? There's an episode. And they actually won an award because they addressed the whole situation and how it's okay to be gay and everything. They've also done a bucket load of controversial stuff, but sure.
And all
next
that,
one. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what was the word?
Kanye West.
The Muhammad one.
Oh, hi.
Another episode. All right, go ahead, next one.
Simpsons. Obviously, had to be in there. Again, The Simpsons could have very easily been in the top five, but I thought, no, it's one of them things that's just always there. Angry Beavers, remember that?
Angry Beavers. It was in like the drawn from Beavis Butthead, is that the type of drawn?
I think so. Oh. Well, that was the next one on the list, Beavis and Butthead.
I'm going all over.
Are you threatening me? I need TP for my PP.
TP for my dog.
Next one. Secret World of Alex Mack.
Movie?
Yes, I watched the movie as well. With the wee nuns and all.
Remember the song from the movie though?
No.
The roller coaster? I'm Alex Mack. Of love?
No. It's been that long since I've watched it.
I don't know. Go ahead, keep going.
Next one, Secret World of Alex Mack.
Is that the one? Is she a puddle?
Yeah. Like some science thing happened and then she could go into like a blow up and do stuff. Sister, sister.
See, now, when I was going through this list and I was coming up with my top five, right? Going on, mate. There was all these other shows. I never will deny watching them. You know what I mean? But to say that they're on a list, Sister Sister was quite girly, you know what I mean?
It was, but so far.
Alright, so we're saying so far. So that means I need to add a few more of it. So we've got. Okay, go ahead.
For me, another quite girly one. But. Oh, here, do you know what Sister Sister? They actually took the other person's name, so Tia was Tamara and Tamara was Tia.
So they felt like they were acting?
Yeah. Next one, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I don't even want to just wrote that. I'm left it out, but yeah, I mean.
Tia the cat was the dog dangler.
So, yeah, I mean, Sabrina was an epic, I mean. I even watched, have you watched the new Sabrina on Netflix, the dark version? As if. It's a tough watch. It is good. But they're quite drawn out, you know. The episodes are quite long, and if you're watching it, they expect fucking Melissa Joan Hart running about with Saving Harvey. Not what you're getting.
Kevin Abbott. No. Next one. Hang Time. TV show.
Get there.
Very underrated, that one, but it's good. And then, finally, in the honourable mentions, Move It, Football Head.
Hey, Arnold.
So, that's my honourable mentions.
Fair enough. So, honourable mentions that you haven't mentioned. I'm going to leave one off because I actually know that it's on your list because when you were setting this call up, I seen it by mistake, remember? But I'll leave it off so that's not the spoiler. But Two Guys, Girl in a Pizza Place started in 1988. So it was the original Ryan Reynolds. That's where he was first brought on the mainstream TV.
Yes! Was that not the 2000s?
1988 it started.
Right, okay.
So originally it was called Two Guys, Girl in a Pizza Place, and then it became Two Guys and a Girl. Another one started in 1998, That 70s Show.
Never got into it.
Huh? Ashton Kutcher.
I actually thought that would have been on your top five for some reason.
Well, Ashton Kutcher shot the fame on that one.
Mila Kunis
as well, yeah. Another one. 1984, Weird Science. So obviously the movie was huge in the 80s. Then 1984 they made a TV show version of it.
What was that about? Did they have to try and save the world from stuff?
No, no, they made a girl on their computer. And she was like able to fucking make them, like, I don't know, just went on like wacky adventures, you know.
Where she, okay. I can vaguely remember it.
But for honorable mentions, I mean, I would have put on Sabrina Teenage Witch, Sister, things like that. And then the one that I've left out, you know. But I've got another five here from the top five. Do you want me to kick off with my number five?
Do you
want to
kick off your number five?
Well, the only reason I wanted to kick off with my number five, Anthony, is because you mentioned it, Hang Time. Went from 1985 to 2006 seasons of pure basketball greatness. Where you got to see Anthony Anderson hit his stride. That's where he came from as well. So
that's a big happy guy.
He played Teddy in that, but he obviously went on. He's got his own TV show now called Blackish. It's quite good. And then done obviously Big Mama's House and stuff. And had a good career with that, you know.
Do you know what episode I remember from that? Remember where he takes up smoking? Anthony Anderson, he takes up smoking and he's trying to smoke and he's blowing the smoke behind trees and all.
There were so many episodes that, you know what, trying to recall episodes is hard enough, especially when you're looking back as far as 1985, like, but the ones I remember was things like there was a girl joining the basketball team and how that was controversial and how she played better than the fellas and stuff like that.
Very, very true.
There was the occasional fucking boy meets girl likes boy scenario.
Mm. All the usual stuff that runs through teenage people's lives.
That's it, man, you know. I think all these shows kind of had that similar formula, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that you're going to find that. It's stuff that you can relate to. Here, see, for my one, I actually need to get something. This isn't much of a fan of this TV show I was for my one, right?
Do they actually have to go and get something? Aren't those lovely? I think they're Cookie Monster pajamas he's wearing.
I actually still have one of the figurines.
The fans want to know what's on your pajama bottoms.
Oh, Mr. Grumpy.
Mr. Who? Mr. Grumpy. There you go.
I would stand up and show you, but I'm not wearing boxers. No, your dick looks massive in them.
There was a debate whether it was Cookie Monster or not, so...
No, Mr. Grumpy. Right. My number five. Those Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Unreal. That's the original one.
Yeah. Right? The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and a couple of Power Rangers from space or Power Rangers from
I still have one of the characters. I forget what you... I don't know what to call them, right? But I still have that. This round, what?
That was the honourable mention earlier on.
Oh, your one? Was it? This one from originally from 93 to 96. First season had 60 episodes, second one had 52, and the last one had 33. So you can see it took off really well, and then the start of the decline a wee bit. I was reading up on this, right? CBS actors in the original, they never got any royalties. And apparently they were treated really, really badly, and they closed, and they weren't allowed a union or anything. So partway through season two, or it was near the end of season two, they left and they replaced them, you know, with other characters, other people playing the characters. And part of that was, do you remember the movie, the Power Rangers movie, The Mighty Ooze? Ivan Ooze. I remember the hype going to Curly Cinema with the sticky floors, queuing up. The queues were massive to get in to go and watch that.
Well, it was a great film, though. It was the birth of the White Ranger, I think, on that film. Was it the birth of the White Ranger?
Was that not the end? I think it might have been the end of...
Well, it was definitely the birth of the White Ranger, the end of the Green Ranger.
Well, that coincides with the season two, the three.
Tommy, same character. He was evil Tommy then.
Yeah. Because the Green Ranger originally started off bad. He was created by, do you remember the name of the girl? The Rita. Evil woman?
Rita Repulsa.
You're reading that off fucking Wikipedia. You fucking are. What was...
Tell me that.
Who was Rita's boss there?
Zed? No, not Zed. Zed. It was the... Sort of Zed?
Lord Zed, you're right, yeah. Lord Zed. And then, do you remember the name?
He was all like an exoskeleton. He was all like fucking...
Yeah, he got all veins. I remember having that Lord Zed toy. I remember having all them toys. I remember the white saber, and it had the wee tiger at the end.
All that stuff now, we were for fortune.
I know.
Madness. Like the stuff that we had as kids that is now worth a fortune that we just probably wrecked, you know. At least you got enjoyment playing with it.
Should I just remember the TV show for honourable mentions?
Well, yeah, should I die?
Bigger Mice from Mars. Apparently they're doing a remake of the movie, like a movie of that.
Okay, you can't touch the greats, you know.
But do you remember the name of all the Power Rangers? We'll go in colour. Do you remember the red Power Ranger?
Red... Ran?
No.
Red... It was probably a real fucking American name.
I had to Google him. I got everybody else for him.
Well, I remember, I think before you tell me who the Red Ranger is, let me remember. I think Billy was the Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
I think Zach was the Black Ranger.
Yeah.
You know.
Racist.
Kim is the Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
fucking. The Yellow Ranger was a Chinese woman. Oh my god, the show's so racist.
really were.
She would have been like Chang or something. Nah, no, Yellow Ranger, can't remember. Red Ranger.
Trinity. Or Trini, she could call.
I'm trying to remember because Kim and the Pink Ranger and the Red Ranger went out together, didn't they?
Yeah. Begins with J.
J? No.
Jay.
No, go ahead, I can't remember.
Jason. Do you remember the... What?
Tommy was the Green Ranger and the White Ranger.
He originally started bad and then he turned good. But the only thing with Tommy was, his powers depleted. And Zordon, remember the big hologram? He had to recharge him, but he said eventually his powers would just run out. And then he morphs into the wind. Machine? The second part of his name is Five.
You can just tell me, I don't know.
Alpha Five. But everybody just called him Alpha. And he's throwing a bike going, ay, 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 ay.
I think your man that played Zordon was like the highest paid person in that too.
Probably. What was the name of the two bullies? Do you remember?
Bulk and Skull.
Well done. Do you know one of the fondest memories? One of the memories of my childhood, right? And I remember at the time being really upset. Like, I mean, proper upset. The Power Rangers show came to King's Hall, right? And we were all in our Power Ranger outfits, right?
As you were in your mind's fucking tights.
It was a more seat chart, right? So we were in it. And do you remember the bad guys? Like, who Rita and Lord Zedd used to send down, the wee grey ones?
Buddies, yeah.
The buddies, the putty patrol. I think I talked about this on one of the first podcasts. The putties come running down, like, you know, they interact with all the kids, and they had like a Zed. And I remember punching, if you punch them on the Zed, they disintegrated.
Right.
I remember punching one of them on the Zed, and it didn't disintegrate. And I was devastated. Proper devastated that this putty should have disintegrated in front of my eyes. And I just stood there and I went the next game.
he took your punch well, did he?
He did. But I that wasn't traumatic, but it's a memory I remember vividly in my mind. Oh, and just, you know, and another crazy thing, right? See, we were talking about the toys. Remember one Christmas, the toys were like sold out, right?
Right.
And there was a big panic. I remember as a kid, everybody was freaking out, thinking, are we going to get the toys that we asked for? I remember they had like, what did you call them? They had like Zords, remember? Like whenever they'd done the wee thing and they got their animal?
The morphing things, yeah.
Yeah. But remember they used to get like, they all had their own animal and then it went to like a Megazord?
I had the Sabertooth one that connected
the
Megazord. I fucking was class.
Well, they all connected. I remember one Christmas thinking, are we going to get the stuff we've asked for, right? And I remember on one of my birthdays, I can't remember what age it was, but...
I'm going to hit you on the spot since you hit me with the names. Name their animals.
Jason was a T-Rex.
No,
Kimberly was a pterodactyl. Trini was a tiger. Zach was... Was he the mammoth or was Billy the mammoth?
I think Billy was the mammoth.
And then was Zach a panther? Zach a panther?
Probably. The only one I knew was pterodactyl.
the black one, I was a bit iffy about, but the rest of them were all right there.
Super
I remember, if I'm going by the ranges here, I was between 6 and 8. Right? See where I live now?
Yeah.
Where I'm recording from? Do you remember this used to be Toy Crazy in Stewart's?
Is that where it was in Dariagi, was it?
Yeah. I remember.
I wondered where it went. I bought the Sabertooth Tiger in that toy tent. That used to be like a big blue metal.
Yeah. That's where I live now. Where I'm recording from. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Probably where you're starting. I picked up my Sabertooth Tiger and my... Must mean that. What years did it run?
93 to 96.
93, I would have been about 7.
Do you know what I think it was? I think it was my communion money. So I'd have probably been about 7. Mad.
It is alright. I can't believe that's where that was. Dude.
No. Right.
Interesting fact before we continue our conversation. Your business is missing an opportunity to be heard by a highly engaged audience.
Did you know podcasting is the most innovative way to advertise your business? And with us at the Bimbo Podcast, we can help you reach a local audience with a cost-effective, tailored advertising solution.
Interested? Email us at either Anthony or Jared at bimbopod.com or find us on Facebook.